Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, you know, you got to be creative with ads and commercials to get attention. And there's some fast food restaurants that's actually doing that right now. And this is very interesting to me. Because then, Tom, I know that with your Tom diet, it consists of all four major fast food groups, right?
That's correct. I like. I even have a few extra food groups that aren't in the top four.
What are those? Chicken, burgers, pizza.
Yeah.
What else?
Oh wow! Don't forget Mexican.
Well,
okay. Taco Bell.
Oh, that's true.
Cake and candy.
And he likes fish too. At that
Long
Silver
John
Bay.
Silver's and Silver Bay. Silver Bay is not fast food though.
Okay,
that's a restaurant.
So anyway, a couple things going on, and I have to reference Heidi yesterday in her reaction to one of them.
Oh boy!
First of all, let's talk about McDonald's. Did you see they have the they're debuting the pickle and beef scented candles?
Oh no!
Just in time for Christmas.
Oh, it's like a quarter pounder right there now.
Just in time for Christmas.
I'm making a joke
beef
there.
Beef and pickle?
It's a quarter pounder fan club merchandise. They got some merch going on there, trying to sell some different candle scents.
Did you even know there was a fan club?
Oh me, I'm a captain of it here.
Oh, okay, yeah. I had no idea.
Well, a quarter pounder with cheese scented candles, and they also have. They say if you. They've got like cheese scented candles and stuff too. You burn them all at the same time, you get the sensation that you got that delicious quarter pounder right in front of you.
Or you're sitting in the restaurant.
Yeah.
I'd rather have the sandwich than the candles.
I would too. But that's a little gimmick they're doing just to get a little push with advertising, which I think is kind of brilliant.
Well, it worked on you.
It did. And then this next one is, you know, fast food chains, they spend a fortune on artists to make up their food and make their food on the pictures look so delicious.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Delicious as possible in the ads. Because you always complain, mine doesn't look like that one.
I don't ever complain. I'm like, it's close enough.
So this might be the first fast food ad ever that intentionally makes the food look disgusting.
Oh, I saw this. Heidi was complaining about this.
I know, Heidi. She was like,
that was awful.
So Burger King's latest ad shows time-lapse video of a Whopper growing mold. And the ad, it goes through 34 days. Mm. And that's how long it takes for the burger to grow mold.
Green, fuzzy, brown, ugly mold on every piece of that burger.
You know, like when
bread.
You see in the bottom of your coffee cup you've left on your desk for about a month.
Yeah.
I guess Burger King is trying to convince us that they're not using artificial preservatives and that they're going to naturally, you know, develop this. But to me, 34 days is a pretty long time.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like, wow, that's still pretty impressive that that holds out that long.
Well, you do have those French fries in the bottom of your car.
Those are still edible.
You know what? Those can stay in there a long time. If you look inside the, you know, crack of my... seats.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
There is French fries, you know, and especially when you got kids. Like, I have to vacuum out all the time. Mm. Like, there's goldfish. There's all kind. You could eat, like, it's a big buffet.
I know. You hear about those people that have a wreck and they're down at the bottom of a ravine and they're starving, and you're like, not me, man.
Yeah.
I'd be able to eat for days.
I got kids, man. I got all kinds of stuff. But as Heidi was watching the video yesterday, it was funny to hear her go, ooh, ooh.
It just does. I just am so surprised they would do that.
But I showed a friend, and he's like, you know what? If I can just pick a little bit of that fuzz off the mold right there, it looks good.
I mean, we've all taken a piece of bread and broke off the molded part and toasted the other side.
I don't do that.
Cut
I don't
the
like
cheese
it.
Off. You know, that's moldy.
Moldy cheese.
I've cut the cheese a lot.
I've done that though, because you're in a crunch. You have forgot to go to the grocery store, pick something up. Like, okay, I really want cheese on this sandwich, and so you just cut it off.
I don't do that very often. Cheese, I'm more likely to, because I know that some cheese has mold in it as part of it.
Okay, like, is there a different, like, when you have bread there and it's going stale, does that become your bread that you toast?
Not if it's got mold.
Too green.
No, I'm not saying the mold.
But yes.
Yeah,
it becomes my toast bread at that point.
Or any bread I have to put in the freezer, then that becomes automatically toasted bread because I can't.
Well, this did not look appetizing when I saw the video.
No.
And I understand what they're doing because we're talking about it now, and it gets a lot of publicity.
Right.
But is that a good publicity? Because you see that moldy Whopper.
That's what I see. Yeah. I don't see anything. You know, it's great about the preservatives that they're not using.
Yeah.
But all I see is that.
And Heidi showed it to me yesterday. Yeah. And you know how some of these restaurants, they're coming out with these crazy meals. I thought that's how Burger King was serving it. As a joke, you know. Hey, it's a new Whopper. It's the mold Whopper for a limited time. And I'm like, ooh, I'll try that. Yeah. And then I realized it was real mold.
It's not the Swiss mushroom promotion going on right now. It's the moldy Whopper promotion going on right now.
I don't want that.
I still eat a Whopper right now. Not that one.
But not that one.
I would eat one.
Okay.
Somebody bring me one.
To be honest, I would like a Whopper and a Big Mac right now.
Just to compare the two?
No, I know what they taste like. Okay. I just like them both.
Oh, okay. Well, then throw in some chicken and fish from Long John Silver's and a taco from Taco Bell.
Okay. And I would like fries with that.
but hold the mold.
Hold the mold.
Hold the mold.
Hold the mold.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.